First activities start with a parade at 10 o'clock. Lineup will be over on North Johnson Street. Fire Chief Mike Glotzel, he's in charge of the parade. There's prizes for floats and for cars that want to run the parade route.
Are they going to be throwing any candy out to the kids?
Oh, I imagine so.
Okay, good. You got to give them an incentive to be there.
We'll get started down in there pretty much officially after that. At around 11, we'll have music by Crossfire and Friends. They'll start the festival. And then the Leslie Williams Band comes on at 2 o'clock. We'll have vendors, booths, food. Hopefully a great time for everybody.
Of course, KTLO will be there. We'll be broadcasting live, kind of giving you coverage on that. And our little treasure chest will be there. Yeah. Bobby, fill us in a little bit about that car show you guys always have. It's going to be a pretty big year for your car show, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we start out with a parade at 10 o'clock, and everybody wants to come to the parade. We have first, second, and third place prizes for the floats for the cars. So somebody's going to win $75, $50, or $25 in that parade.
Plus bragging rights.
That's right. That's right. That's right. And then you got to remember the car show's over in the park. We have all this nice shade. We got those trees over there. We're not out in the hot sunshine all day long. We got that music in the background. We can enjoy ourselves and have fun. We give out some door prizes. We're just going to have a real good time.
You guys have been doing some big improvements if people haven't been out to Gasville in a while.
Yes, Pavilion is finished now. That was a start from Gasville and Park, actually. Pavilion that we had down there was a little outdated, and so we have a brand new 40 by 80 Pavilion that we've been really getting a lot of good talk about, and lots of room to come out and enjoy the day in the park. Me personally, it's the jewel of the city. It really is. I love it there. We get lots of compliments on it. It's easily accessible. That's one of the things I think that makes it attractive. And of course, now we have the new centerpiece with the Pavilion, and it really is just a great family atmosphere down there. It's a big event. It's our only event that we do every year in Gasville, and we look forward to seeing everybody.